Now let's lead off with the Normal-based baby fold cheering the governor's proposed $147 million budget increase for the Department of Children and Family Services. The baby fold's DCFS-involved programs rely heavily on state funding, including foster care, intact family services, and adoption support and preservation. Vice President of Development and Public Relations Amy Beam says the nearly 8% budget increase for DCFS, if it passes, would impact the baby fold very positively.
So I was encouraged that he even recognized it and that has risen to the top of the discussion ladder. I mean, that made me happy that he even thought of that.
Beam says foster families are not being fairly compensated for the service they provide Illinois children. Some of the hardest-to-place children require the highest level of care, such as those with autism or other physical or mental health concerns.
To ask them to open their home and to change their lives around to care for these kids without being compensated for it really reduces the number of people that we have to help these children. So the fact that they've thought about that, too, and are willing to give a cost of living increase for these types of expenses to our foster families is something that I was very excited about. We need to make sure that these kids have good homes, and it'll help us do that.
Beam says she considers herself a fiscal conservative, and she has some reservations for how it could all be possibly funded. But Beam says not investing in kids comes at a cost, too. Longer-term impacts on law enforcement, healthcare systems, and the future workforce.
I have seen and had a front-row seat to the costs associated with not doing it. So over the last few years, I've really changed my tune on what I think that we should prioritize. I mean, it's just so expensive when these kids don't get good care.
Pritzker's budget would also hire more DCFS employees to reduce caseworker workloads and boost hotline staffing, among other initiatives.